We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys wrestling with districts coming up tomorrow. Nottoway Valley will hopefully be sending a strong contingent to the state tournament this year. They have to get through district number 8 in Oakland, hosted by Riverside. Brad Honnold, head coach for Nottoway Valley boys wrestling, joins me now. And coach, how are you feeling about your boys as you head into districts?
Yeah, we're feeling good. You know, I think we've got everybody healthy. You know, the big thing right now is just with this weather cell that's came through this week, making sure that that's not distracting us, you know, being able to get some practices in and move things around. And the district tournament, we just got a message a few minutes ago that they're going to push that back. So just making sure we keep everybody focused and ready to go. But as far as, you know, everybody being healthy and ready to go for Saturday, I think we're there.
Okay, so they are going to push back the start time for your district. What's going to be the time now?
Yep, they're pushing it back to 12:30. So that giving everybody a chance to at least be traveling in the daylight, they said. So,
all right. So instead of a 10 o'clock start, they're now going to start at 12:30 in Riverside. So that's a little bit of good news right there. Hopefully, that will allow everybody to beat the weather overall. When you look at the brackets themselves, are there any tough ones that really stand out to you for your kids, you know, here at this particular district?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, I tell you, our district's very interesting because we've seen everybody and most all the teams have seen each other. But just the last couple weeks, you know, there's been some shuffling of weight classes from some kids. I know Lennox had a couple of their guys, you know, bumped down a weight class or so. East Union had a couple kids bumped down. So we're kind of just in a wait and see, you know, mode. But, you know, we kind of made the decision where our guys are going to go for the most part. I mean, we're staying true to form. So, you know, obviously Riverside's got a tough contingent of kids. Shenandoah's got some tough kids. So, you know, I think I can tell you the 165-pound bracket, I think, is going to be a pretty tough bracket. There's some good kids at 175. We'll just kind of wait and see, you know, what things transpire. But as far as, you know, we go, you know, we're expecting, you know, our Josh Nelson at 106. He should be, you know, one of the top two seeds. Both Ty Strode, Ken Stevie in there is top two seeds. Both of them are going to have very tough state rated opponents, you know, with Brock Shahe from Mount Air at 120 and Bremen from Riverside at 26. You know, so we look forward to hopefully getting to the finals and having those matchups at those weights. You know, we moved some guys around. We got Kason Hansen down at 138. He'll be like a third or fourth seed getting through. I think he's got a good shot. Eli Harris is going back up to 150. I feel like that weight class is kind of wide open. And then, you know, we got 215 in heavyweight, and then we're going to kind of wait and see what we decide to do with Caleb Christensen, but it's probably looking like he's going to go 190 and try to get through there.
Yeah, of course, you got Ashton at 215 and Trent at 285. Trent, of course, had his injury issue a few weeks ago. How has he's been able to get back on the mat, I know, since then? How has he looked, and, you know, has he been affected at all by the injury?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've had a long talk. You know, Trent's been back on the mat, and I'm not gonna, you know, tease you that you know, I wouldn't say Trent's 110%, but you know, nobody at this time of year is probably 110% in terms of, you know, everybody's body's a little sore, and there's been sickness going around and whatever. And we know Trent's, you know, he's a beast. He's not rated number one in the state, and going to play football at Northwest Missouri State by accident. You know, he's a tough kid. He's been able to practice full goes for the last week. You know, we've got him some good work, and we feel like, you know, I'm sure there's a little pain there, but he's wrestling at 100% strength. So,
and then Ashton, you know, I interviewed him at the John J. Harris. We talked to him before then as well. He is just so driven right now. I mean, even though he swept through that John J. tournament, he was not satisfied that he didn't get a pin in the championship match. You know, it's like every time he goes on the mat, you know, he expects perfection from himself. Is he almost too hard on himself at times, do you think?
Yeah. You know, I mean, some people may say that. I think that this is a kid that's just, you know, he set high goals for himself. And if you ever ask him, he's, you know, he says, if he doesn't set that high goal, then he's never going to achieve it, you know? And So I think that's very true. You know, he's got some pretty high expectations for himself at the state tournament. You know, and we'll see what happens. And you know, it's kind of like if you only work to reach the 3/4 point of the mountain, then that's probably all. Once you get there, you're going to be satisfied. You know, if you plan to get to the peak of the mountain and maybe get there in a record time, then you're definitely going to get yourself to the peak of the mountain, I guess, is the type of thing and mentality that he's got. And so, yeah, you know, I mean, I definitely think he's hard on himself, but I don't think that's a bad thing either. You know, he's got high goals and he wants to push himself to achieve those.
So what's going to be the overall message to your guys to get ready for districts?
Yeah, you know, I preach this every single year. We're at the time of the year wrestling's a long, grinding season, and at this point in time, you see two kinds of kids. You know, you got some kids that are just, man, it's been a long season, and it's cold out, and they're ready for it to be done, and you got some others that are like, holy smokes, that, you know, it's only two more practices and then a heck of a fun time down in Des Moines where you get to reach some goals, you know. And so we just preach that, you know, hey, it's two more practices. If you really want to go and think about all the time that you put in, you know, it's as much a mental game as it is a physical game at this point in time of the season. So, you know, that's what we preach and just wrestling for each other and, you know, going out and letting it fly and having fun and letting the cards fall where they may, you know, Saturday.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time. Best of luck at districts and hope to see you at the Well. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for the coverage.
Brad Honnell, head coach for Nottoway Valley Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.